الرحمن الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون.
And the sun runs its course which has been decided for it. This is the decision and the decree of the one who is almighty, the all-knowing. And we have decided for the moon measures and stations until it returns like an old withered date stalk. It is not possible for the sun to reach up to the moon, nor can the night overtake the day, and each one moves in its course. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with his favors upon man, huge celestial bodies like the sun and the moon. These are not things that are worthy of worship. These are the creations of Allah Ta'ala that submit to Allah Ta'ala. Each one has its own orbit, has its own cycle that it follows, and both of them are for the benefit of man. Through the sun, we tell the times for salah. We measure our times for fajr, our sehri time, forbidden times for salah, maghrib time. And in the kitabs, how to, with the sun and the shadow, work out your times for salah. So Allah Ta'ala placed the sun for the benefit of man, for his deen, in working out the times for salah, even without a clock or without a watch. The zawal time and the different times, etc. And further to that, the sun, man is in need of the sun. He can't enjoy the beauty of the world without the sun. The plants need the sun for photosynthesis so that they can survive. Animals, man needs the sun. The processes of the body, the vitamin D that Allah Ta'ala creates in the body through the action of the sun. So the sun is very, very beneficial, but it is not worthy of worship. Allah Ta'ala had decided, Allah is almighty, Allah is all-knowing. Allah Ta'ala placed the sun in its orbit, on its course, and it runs its cycle. And subhanallah, it doesn't move from its cycle. We have the perpetual calendar. And we find that on the same date, 1st of March, last year, sunrise, sunset, zawal time is the same. And that is how Allah Ta'ala made it such that the sun doesn't shift from its course and doesn't move from that plan that Allah Ta'ala has set out for it. And this will continue till Qiyamah, as we explained last night, the night before, we explained that there will come a time when Allah Ta'ala will not give the sun permission to rise from the east. It will be told to go back in your place. That night will be very, very long. And then Allah Ta'ala will command it to rise from the west. That will be just before Qiyamah. The sun makes sajda according to one hadith under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and asks Allah Ta'ala after completing its cycle, its orbit, for permission to continue with its next cycle and its next orbit. So those that are worshipping the sun are misguided, they are misled. We worship the one that created the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not worship the sun. But we see Allah Ta'ala's glory, Allah's greatness in the creation of the sun. And we say, subhanallah, the sun is so huge also. So many is the sun. We can only marvel at Allah Ta'ala's greatness in the creation of the sun. Likewise, the moon, Allah Ta'ala has created the benefit of the moon. It reflects the light of the sun. With the moonlight, so many things become visible as if a physical light is on. And then through the moon, a person is able to tell the times of the months, the coming of the months, and the exiting of the months, the starting of a new month, and keep track of the lunar year. So the waxing and the waning of the moon is very, very significant. Allah Ta'ala says, we have made stations for it until it returns like an old withered date stalk. It becomes thin and fine. just before it wanes and the month ends. And then we see the new crescent for the new moon. The next day, the new crescent comes. But before that, as if it is fading away, withering, and now it's about to end. The moon, subhanAllah, is there, but how Allah made the system of the sun, that amount of light will reflect, so we can tell our time of the months through the moon. So these are two creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are beneficial for man, which man must reflect upon, and understand the greatness of Allah, and praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, Allah has set it in such an orbit, such a cycle, لَشَّمْسُ يَمْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ, that the sun will never ever reach up to the moon. Before Qiyamah, it will never be possible for the sun and the moon to clash. Allah will keep them in their position. When Qiyamah will come, then lots of things will happen. The stars will fall, things will start crashing, the stars will lose their light, everything will go upside down, the world will come to an end. But before that time, everything, as Allah created the celestial bodies, they will stay in their position and perform their function that Allah Ta'ala put them to perform. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ, nor can the night overtake the day. You see, as we see that perpetual timetable in the year, in summer, the hours of the day, in winter, hours of the day, hours of the night. So that doesn't change. As Allah Ta'ala made it, because the sun has its fixed orbit, moon has its fixed cycle, then accordingly the time is fixed, like the perpetual timetable. The night has its fixed time, the day has its fixed time. It won't happen that 1 year the day becomes 2 hours longer and the night becomes 2 hours shorter. It always will remain the same until Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ, each one moves in its own space and its own orbit. Can there ever be such a thing like a Big Bang theory then? Can we ever imagine such great detail and precision that all these creations have been created? Can there ever be something like chance? No. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that put them there to perform a function. We praise and thank Allah ta'ala, and we make dua Allah ta'ala allow us also to recognize Him through His signs. Subhanallah.